Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
That's a little River Band bringing us back, helping us celebrate 20 years. Brad Huskin is our guest, folks. Hey, Brad, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
20 years you've been hanging out with us.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's like a dream come true for you, hasn't it been?
It really is. Every day is just another dream.
Oh, man, we've had so much fun, you and me, doing this together, and I want to thank you for being so dedicated and so supportive of me and my work and so dedicated to helping small business owners. I know your heart. I know what you do for a living every day, helping small business owners. And I just want to thank you for all of that.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoy every minute of it. So
yeah,
that's why I do it. You know, find your passion.
Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
Okay.
All right.
I'm game.
We're big talkers, aren't we?
Exactly. As long as I got a mobile phone that I can
exactly
for my wheelchair, we'll be good.
That's right. Nurse, hold this phone up closer to my mouth so I can do this show.
Exactly.
President of IES Training, author of two books on selling, I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, Munchies for Salespeople, that's the other one. We're talking about recruiting and hiring and training and deploying the best salespeople. Because remember, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. And if the sale isn't a quality sale, then something bad happened, perhaps. So you gave us some good ideas on how to recruit. You pointed out the fact that we should never stop recruiting, the recruiting process for salespeople. But then when we actually need one, then we've got a little inventory of people out there in the marketplace we could call on, right? Hey, would you like to come in and interview for this job?
Absolutely. So we got to take them through the interview process.
What is that? Talk to us about that.
Biggest mistakes I see is that people actually tell them before the interview even starts exactly what they're looking for. In other words, I say, hey, Jim, I just want to let you know before we start the interview, I'm looking for a high-quality people person that's dedicated to a growing business and wants a career within the field. He's willing to give it what it takes in order to be successful. So tell me about you, Jim. Well, I consider myself to be a really hardworking individual that's people-driven, and I want to work in an organization. And, you know, so it's contrary to what you're trying to achieve by selling the position first. So you get
how do you start?
Some interview questions. Well, you know, my first interview question is, why did you leave your last position?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to leave your last position?
Because I haven't left yet. You're trying to punch me. That's what.
Well, obviously they're interviewing, so they're
right.
Looking to make
right.
a change. So what did you love about it? What did you like about it? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses?
Why are you here?
Success is. What is your biggest failure? I want people that know that they have successes and failures.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know that it's a goal-driven person. And I also want to know that they've done some investigation into my company. So I ask them simply, what do you find attractive about working for our company?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't know anything, or they haven't Googled it, or they haven't done any research, then they're probably just going around getting.
I sent a young man home one time. I found out in the first 2 minutes that he had never even gone online to see what we did, and I sent him home.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I want to come back to something you just said a minute ago, because I think this is important. You talked about knowing whether whether your successes and your failures. What you're talking about is being comfortable with introspection. And in my opinion, the best salespeople are the ones who are capable of the most introspection. Because one of the things that I was taught was how to do a self-analysis. You and I have talked about this before. And what I found was every post-call self-analysis where I beat myself up about what a dumb thing I'd done in there, that post-call self-analysis is a pre-call self-analysis for my next call.
Exactly.
And if you can't do that, you can't get better as a salesperson, can you?
No, you got to look at every sales presentation and say, what could I have done better to improve that presentation? You know, whether you made the sale or not, I don't care. You still want to do a little self-analysis to see where you can improve. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, great people always want to get better.
So the interview process, keep going.
Okay, so then I take them, once they pass the first interview, I take them through some second interview questions. And I want to know what their goals are for the next year, for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years. I want to know what they think it takes to be successful in sales. I want to know what kind of formal training they've had, because, you know, if you ask somebody, do you have any experience in sales, they all say yes. And it could be that they worked at a gas station as a cashier, and they feel like they've got a sales background. Or, you know, the old days, worked at Walmart or Woolworth or somebody like that. So I ask them, how do they feel about role-playing situations? Because you and I have talked before that role-playing is essential to training. And if they're not willing to role-play, then they're not going to come to work for me. Often do you make mistakes?
Hold on. I want to land on role-playing for a minute. You and I are absolutely simpatico, kindred spirits on this, because we're a little long in the tooth. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're not capable of role playing, you can't get better. And this is, in my opinion, role playing today is the most underused, powerful discipline in selling. What do you think?
There's no question about that. And people seem to be uncomfortable with it, but you know, you watch.
That's the point. That's the point, isn't it? If you're uncomfortable, if you're uncomfortable, that means we got a problem.
That means we have to work this through, work through it, and do it over and over and over again. Because the last thing you're going to do is practice on my public.
That's exactly on my.
Spend a lot of money
on my public. I love that. IASTraining.com is the website. We'll continue to celebrate 20 years with our good friend Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.